on the phone, Congressman Randy Neugebauer. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How is everybody this morning?
Good.
All right. We're doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. What about you?
Well, I'm good. I for the, once in my lifetime today, I will not be rushing around trying to do a bunch of Christmas shopping. I've got all of my Christmas shopping done, which I'm pretty proud of myself. So, and kind of looking forward to spending the holidays with my grandchildren. I'm going to have them all under one roof, and that's going to be fun.
Aww,
nice.
That's special.
Nice. Hey, you know, at Target, they've had 40 million credit cards and debit cards compromised. And with that, a lot of people have, you know, kind of juxtaposed that with the internet security on the Affordable Care Act website. What's the concern that you're, are there any legitimate concerns that you're talking about on Capitol Hill?
Absolutely. In fact, we had a hearing in the Science Committee a few weeks ago on the website, and we had experts come and testify that they were very concerned about the security of the website, that they didn't have the necessary protections in there. And so you've got all of these American people that are trying to sign up. Once they get into the system, you know, they're putting some very sensitive information into that system, and a lot of people are concerned that that information may be able to be available to people that want to use it in a bad way.
Right. Well, once those things get out there, the only thing that you can do really is cancel your card or cancel your debit card, but that would also create a problem if you were going to be having something draft on your card, because that would lapse your coverage if your payment doesn't go through.
Yes, you know, I'm sure everybody's had that happen where you either lost a credit card or it expired or something like that, and all of the anxiety that creates of having to, like, for example, I have a lot of my bills that auto pay on my credit card because I travel, you know, so much. And so if that happens to me, then I've got to call all of those folks and, you know, get a new card, get the new numbers entered. So it's a real inconvenience. But the real danger here, Tom, is that somebody, identity gets stolen. Somebody goes out and runs up a bunch of, charges on a credit card and stuff like that. And maybe those people don't realize that until it, you know, all of a sudden they get a credit card or, they look at their bank account and their debit cards being used, and, you know, hurts their credit. And so there's a lot of different things that can happen when somebody steals your identity, and not many of them any good.
Right. Okay, Randy, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Looks like we may have a little progress on the farm bill. Good morning. It's 7:42. We've been thinking about this for months and months and months and months. Fingers crossed, hoping, we're rattling the beads, everything we can do to get a farm bill. Just exactly where are we right now?
Well, I think we've made quite a bit of progress and the last week or two that we were there. And so I think there's a framework in place now. And so the plan is the first week we're back, I believe the 7th, 8th, and 9th, is that we would have a kind of a marathon conference and literally try to get the farm bill agreed to by the House and the Senate, and then hopefully get that back to the respective bodies and get a vote on it and hopefully get it to the president. The House passed by voice vote a one-month extension, but the Senate decided not to take that up. So on January 1st, you know, the rest of the provisions of the farm bill that haven't already expired will have expired.
Uh-oh, did we lose them?
Hello?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we lost you just for a minute. Go ahead and repeat that last thing you said.
Yeah, I just that I think we're close enough now with the framework that we have that we are very close that when we get back the first week in January that we could have a kind of a marathon conference period there and possibly get that bill done.
Are people lightening up a little bit? I mean, because, you know, on the left side, they're thinking, hey, we don't want to make these cuts. On the right side, yeah, we want to make these cuts. Or is this just a matter of fanning out how we're going to cut up the cow?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You know, and that's really what's been working on getting the framework done is you know, the numbers and the policy. And then once we, you know, obviously agree as a conference, it'll be, you know, still left to a vote between over in the House and the Senate. So my goal is to get, you know, something that's out of the conference committee that we can actually get passed in the House and the Senate, you know, and it's a 5-year farm bill, because that's really what our farmers and producers need.
Right, if not more. Hey, we've got Randy back real quick. Congressman, I'm sorry that we lost contact with you. I have about a minute or so. Where are we at on the budget?
Well, we Senate and the House agreed to a budget agreement. It was unfortunately one I couldn't support because it gave back some of the spending progress that we've made. It also helped hurt some of our veterans on their retirement benefits. But it is a budget agreement, and so we'll go back in January, and we'll see if they can put together some spending bills that match up with the budget.
Okay. Well, that sounds like at least we're getting somewhere, yes?
Yes. Well, you know, we kind of get some move some of the things at the end of the year that we needed to move, and we'll hopefully come back with in January and, you know, make some more progress.